Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
All right, everybody. Glad you could join us. Doug Addison here, Spirit Connection Live, and it is January 2nd, 2013. And really excited. I got Giovanni on the chat room with me, and he's going to give me the heads up when you know that everything's working, and he'll be talking to me when we do the Q&A time in just a little bit. And is everything clear? Everything going on? Giovanni? Can you? All right, I'm going to keep going. The video's going. The sound sounds okay. All right. Well, okay. If you can refresh your screen if you don't have the video or sound. Anytime it drops off during the process, be sure to just refresh your browser or go back in. We're going live right now. All right. Well, God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're doing something new. And this is a new year, a new season, a new time. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you're going to do something even in this webcast right now. And God, I thank you that you're going to move in the airways, even with the recording. You're going to move on the internet in such a new way, and that the internet wasn't designed for what it's being used for. Now, Father, I thank you that we're going to take back the airways and use it for positive things. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. We ask for eyes to see. And ears that hear, and amen. All right. Well, guys, I just want to say thanks to everyone who has actually been part of our big year-end sale. My goodness, we got a big response, and thanks for having grace for us as we had some troubles with it. But a lot of people responded and bought a bunch of my stuff, and that's what I want to talk about. Now, what to do with it? You know, you can buy some stuff, but I can gonna have a webinar next week. That I want to invite you to on actually how to apply this stuff and also some strategies God's given me, some really high-level strategies to help people really get in and fulfill their destiny, get over the things that hold us back. And that's part of the prophetic words I'm going to share tonight. But I will announce that webinar a little bit later. And for right now, I want to talk about the prophetic words that God's given me for this year, for this month. And as we get it going here, well, first of all, it's a year of longings fulfilled. You know, we know that I was talking a lot about it last year is hope deferred makes the heart sick, right? But the rest of that verse is a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And this is a year of longings fulfilled. We're going to see what I call, prophetic disappointment. Or prophetic constipation being, you know, where God gives you promises and it gets built up. We don't really see a release, so to speak. And this is a year of that. In 2013, we're going to start seeing answered prayer on a greater level. We're going to see change. If you don't like change, oh my goodness, this isn't the year for you because God's doing some stuff. It's going to be good stuff. And we're going to see a lot of positive things happen this year. And it's all in how you view it. Did you know that? Did you know that you can change the way that you can change any situation right now, and you change the way you view it, the way you choose to view it. And I know this because I've studied thoroughly. Like I've studied the Apostle Paul, and when he first started out in Acts chapter 9, you know, he was on the road to Damascus, right? And he gets radically called into the ministry, and he begins to preach in Damascus, and he ran. He actually ran, and later on, he counted it that he said that was weakness for him running. But later still, he counted suffering. He says it's all glory to suffer. In other words, he was suffering all along, but it wasn't until he turned it around and begin to equate suffering with glory to God, which I don't recommend for all of us. I'd rather not suffer. But in your pain, right? In your pain, in the day-to-day life, that when things aren't going well, it's all in how you look at it, really. And it change your mind, and you can change your life. And 2013 is going to be about changing our minds, changing our way we think, changing our mindsets to get into the fullness of what God has for us. So all things are possible for those who believe. Matthew 19:26, Jesus said that. As a man thinks, so is he. This goes for women and children as well. Proverbs 23:7. So if you think, boy, it's all how you think, right? Romans 12:2 says this, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Check it out. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. How do you know his will? Most people ask me this, how do I know God's will? Because I'm always helping people find their destiny, and I'm talking about destiny and, you know, life purpose. Well, here it is, Romans 12:2. It says, transform your thinking from the thinking of the world. And most people really start thinking that that verse means just don't think about bad things, you know, sin or something like that. But, you know, it goes way deeper than that. The pattern of the world, in fact, you know, the pattern of the church world has some things that need to be changed. And that is right now, if you look around, a lot of people are complaining, they're grumbling, they're being fearful. And they curse a lot. They don't bless. Jesus says, don't curse. He says, curse not and bless instead. And that we're called to not be in fear. But there's a lot of fear being instilled in people right now. There's a lot of grumbling going on. And this is the very thing that we need to rise above those three things. So the complaining, the fear, and the ability to be able to curse and not bless. And I'm going to be releasing this in an article later on my blog. By the way, it's DougAddison.com is my website. This is a time to transform our thinking to line up with God's unlimited power for you. You know, God is limitless, really. What we can do through God's love and power has no limits. You know, what happens is we limit it based on our belief about ourselves, our belief about God, a belief about what we can do. You know, we start lowering ourselves lower and lower and lower. We have to break through these ungodly beliefs. And that's the stuff that I'm releasing a little bit later. I'll be talking about on the webinar next week too, is how to break through these things. I had to do this. And once I did, oh my goodness. You know, and once I tapped in the amazing biblical principles of change, you know, and there's just so many that can change your life on a radical level. Here's the first quarter forecast for 2013, the prophetic forecast. I thought about doing a full year word, you know, that everyone contacts us, prophetic people. You know, do you have your 2013 word? Well, you know, I do have the word. I have it, and I put it together, but I'm kind of a daily. I've been releasing the daily prophetic and on my Twitter and Facebook. If you haven't found that, check it out, because I've been doing it since June of last year, a daily prophetic word. And so I'm doing a monthly. I'm going to do the first quarter, January. Here's what the Lord told me is to watch for subtle changes in how you think, because God is drawing us to a new level and all things are possible. That's what I was just talking about. All things are possible for those who believe. That's the mentality that we have to grasp in January, because he's going to be revealing areas where we are limiting ourselves and where we're limiting his power from flowing through us. Last year at this time, I had a dream that God released a new operating system, a new way to operate, and that we had to get retrained to operate in it, and it was a higher cost. So this is happening right now. I don't know if you saw that this year, but in 2012, I saw it is a new way to operate and take advantage of the upgraded gifts that God is releasing to us right now. You know, the way you find out, try something new. I take the same things that I normally do, and I try them a new way, you know, and see what happens, and it's amazing. So watch for January to be this revealing of our limits so that we can break through. In February, it'll be a time to take action and time to move forward for things that with the things that God begins to reveal to us. Some old prophetic promises and dreams that God has given us previously, some of them will be updated, but yet God's going to show you the ones that are for now, the ones that are for later, and the ones that are no longer that are null and void. Yes, some of the prophetic promises over your life might have be void now because they hinged upon timing, they hinged upon things, other people that might have said no, and God can't force himself on anyone. So we're going to watch for this in February to begin to happen. God's going to show us. He's going to show you some of the very things that you need to focus on. And that fogginess, there's a fogginess that's going to be lifting. Even if some would call it the wilderness, a spiritual winter is going to be lifting in February. And those times are going to begin to diminish, and new strength, new spiritual strength, even new physical strength is going to come upon people. A new drive is going to come to go for the things that God has. And in March, this will be a time when things are going to, we're going to spring into action. And these things that God begins to reveal, see, it's going to start out slowly revealing things over the first few, the quarter, and the next couple months after that into April, May, June, we're going to start seeing more things take root. God's going to be revealing these things, and he's going to call us to take practical steps. In March, it's going to be a time of action. And it will benefit you to create an action plan. Really learn how to create action plans. I'm not going to teach you how to, I'm not going to go into the whole thing about, taking, just doing action plans and things like that. But God is a God of action. God is really, it is a time to really take things through. I mean, I can teach you that. I really encourage you to learn that, but it's not limited to that. If you can learn how to take action with the things that God's showing you, it's going to be very, very powerful. Time to clean out the old ways and make room for the new. And don't be surprised if you begin in March, begin to see this radical new way of doing things, that God's going to start showing you specifically. And that stepping back in March, taking time to step back and analyze your situation is going to be really helpful. All right, there you have it. First quarter prophetic forecast. And last I checked, it's going to be positive. Did you know that even negative things can happen and God will have a positive outcome? And we really got to get out of this idea that God is judging us right now. He's actually having mercy. And he's, that over the last few years, this big economic downturn that came in 2008, and the things in the US, these things really were designed to purge out of God's people, to purge out the things that we can't go forward with. The love of money can't be there. All the things, the prejudice spirit, God's revealing all these things where we put our trust. He's revealing these things so that we can now get healed of that and be operate at a higher level, because that's what we're about to see. Here's a prophetic word the Lord gave me today. And this is for you. You've sought me now. This is what the Lord says. Now, take action. Act on what I'm telling you to do. Trust your spiritual instincts. And this is the time for you to not listen to the clamoring that's happening around you, but listen to me, says the Lord. Listen to the Holy Spirit deep inside you, because there's going to be people grumbling, telling you to do this, telling you to do that, going this way, go that way, a lot of negative stuff flying. But this is what the Lord says. This is the time for you to go deep inside with the Holy Spirit and listen to him. And don't wait till you have everything in a row here. This is what the Lord told me this month is, or last month. He says that you can learn as you go, and that you have to enter the race to win the race. You have to enter in. It's time to get off the sidelines. It's time, really, the time of waiting is coming to an end, and the time of action is really taking root here. And here's the thing, is that peace is the best fleece you can ever have. You want a fleece. Is this you, God? God, close all the doors except the one I'm supposed to walk through. That doesn't usually work, and I don't recommend that. As you mature, God will want you to know which door to go through. He wants you to hear his voice. I go through that in my book, Personal Development, God's Way, Chapter 10. I talk about how you've got to be careful with that prayer of close all the doors except the one that God wants me to walk through. That'll work when you're new in the spirit, but boy, when you're getting starting to mature, God wants you to work with him and partner with him, and he may not give you that direction as clear. And so the how you'll know things is by peace, not pros and cons, but peace. All right. I had a dream just last week, and it was it took me a while to understand the dream, but it was kind of, when I woke up, it was pretty alarming. But the dream was I was standing next to a very large body of water, very, very beautiful lake or pond, crystal clear, and suddenly the atmosphere changed, and the sun changed. Everything was lined up perfectly so you could see all the fish in the water. I don't know if you've ever been around when you can do and when you can see that, like putting on Polaroid glasses, all of a sudden polarized glasses, and you could see all the fish. And I'm standing there looking, and I knew this meant evangelism, that this is about God calling people in. There was big fish, little fish, all kinds of fish, and everything was there. You could see perfectly. And there was this little bridge that went over the lake, and I saw people out in the middle, and I saw them out there praying and worshiping. So I walked out to them and to see what was going on, because it sounded beautiful what they were doing. And when I got up closer, I realized that they were praying a prayer that was unusual. It was like saying the same line over and over. They were saying, "Leaders with addictions have nothing to do with them. Leaders with addictions have nothing to do with them." And they were singing this over, "Leaders with addictions have nothing to do with them." And they were repeating it over and over. And they were praying to God that God would judge these leaders. And as I walked by, I thought that, this is the part of the dream that caused me to stop a minute, because on one side they were crying out for justice, because I knew that they had been, pastors and leaders had fallen and had hurt them and things like that. I knew that it had been happening. This is still in the dream. But I knew that they shouldn't be actually cursing a leader, and especially someone who has the call of God on their life or something. They always come under greater struggles. Everybody does. But we need to be praying and not cursing. So I got up close in the dream as I walked by them. What they thought that they were doing, worshiping up, they thought that they were opening a heaven above them, and you could see a fragrance. It was almost like a smoke, like an incense coming up from them. They thought that they were doing an act of justice by asking for justice against leaders who had hurt them. But when I got closer, it was not incense at all. In fact, it was cursing, and their incense before the Lord, or their praise before the Lord, was actually stale, really nasty cigarette smoke smelling. And suddenly the water changed, everything, the atmosphere changed. You could no longer see the fish, and the heavens closed off, but they weren't even aware of it because they were caught up in their own little prayer time. And I knew that this was a time that we needed to really stop cursing people, really. And they thought they were doing the right thing. And they were using Bible verses, justice Bible verses, and they had been hurt really bad. But this is really a time that we need to restore people, because and pray for them and not curse them. Leaders with addiction, who needs them? The kingdom needs them. They're the body of Christ. They're still part of, you don't lob off a piece of your body. If it's sick, you pray for it. You take care of it. It's the same thing that we need to do with anybody who's struggling. And it wasn't just, that's what I heard, was people who were struggling. So here's this prophetic word I got, that the harvest, or this new move of God, depends on all of us, and it's really important to pray and bless people and anyone who struggles. But remember this, is that the woman at the well, or excuse me, the woman caught in adultery, remember this? Jesus said, "The one without sin casts the first stone." Jesus is saying this today. The one without sin be the first to judge anybody, I don't care who they are, who has hurt you or fallen. This isn't the time to judge. This is the time to pray. This is the time to grab hold of the spirit of reconciliation. That's the spirit of the Lord. We have some crazy stuff going on out there right now, and people are speaking against each other, and it's not until we really come into unity that we're going to see an amazing movement of God. So let's join together. Here, why don't we do this? Let's release something new. Random acts of blessing, random acts of kindness, instead of, because we're seeing random acts of violence right now. That will be offset when we begin. I really believe this, is that we're seeing this outpour of violence. I really believe it's a fruit, or a byproduct of all the cursing going on with Christians. cursing the president, cursing the government, speaking against. You don't have to agree with people, speaking against each other. How do I know? Man, I get spoken against all the time, you know. I know this firsthand. And I'm doing my best to bless people and offset that. And so really, it is time to do, here's what I recommend. This one, I just heard this one today. Do a 30-day fast from negative talk, right? You've heard my negative talk and negative thought, but this is different. Do a 30-day fast from negative talk and replace it. Whenever the negative talk starts to come out of your mouth, replace it with blessing and see what happens. God will begin to do something. And I really want to encourage people to do that. And I'm talking across the board, especially intercessors, especially leaders, especially people who have been hurt. It's time to bless and not curse. 2013, the Joseph people are going to start coming on the scene. The Joseph anointing, I don't know if you know about it, but the Joseph anointing is Joseph in the book of Genesis, the one, the dream interpreter, the one that stepped up, and he was the son of Israel, the son of Jacob, who was a dreamer as well, but he stepped up, interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, and released a strategy to help Egypt to get ready for a coming famine or economic downturn, and even set things up to where they were able to store things up for 7 years so that they'd have it for 7 years, and the whole world came there, including Israel, saved Israel at the time. Interesting read, Genesis 40, 41, and read that. And this is the Joseph anointing we've been talking about, we've been hearing about it, that people are called to use wisdom, the prophetic, dream interpretation to release strategies into, I don't know, you're familiar with the seven mountains of influence, but to release strategy into the government, into education, into entertainment, into the arts, and into the church, and into media. So we need to consider this. I don't like the, you know, I love the Seven Mountains strategy. You can look it up on the internet and see a lot of different things. But Bill Bright and Lauren Cunningham, founder of Campus Crusade, and Lauren Cunningham, they were having lunch together and really heard the Lord on this. In the Seven Mountains, really, that there's people, there's influencers in these seven areas. I don't like really taking a strategy or an attitude of we're going to take those mountains, you know. I don't want to get an attitude that we're going to go and, like, you know, harm people or, you know, try to infiltrate them in a negative way. We really need to bless them and get to know people and pray for them. This is really important right now, that God, right now, God is releasing. We're going to start seeing this Joseph people or Joseph anointing in a greater level than we've ever seen before. Back in 2008 on Rosh Hashanah, I was living in North Carolina, and I actually got a word that we're moving into a seven-year cycle had changed. In the 7 years between 2008 and 2015, we're going to see one of the greatest moves of God on earth. We're going to see the most amazing things. And you know what? Right around Rosh Hashanah, right at that time, that's when the stock market crashed. Did you know that it was down 777.77? Go look it up. It was down, I believe it was September 29th or somewhere, 2008. And it really was a sign. It was a prophetic sign, not a blessing. It wasn't 666. It was seven. It was a time of completion. God is not going to, he was going to change things. The way we were doing things was not working. And so the God wanted to change things. And that's what we're in right now. We need to really prepare and get into our callings, find out what it is, step out of the way that we're doing things now and step into something that God's going to reveal. It's going to be much more effective. So that's why I do what I do. That's why I train people to hear the voice of God, to find your destiny, to interpret dreams. You know, I'm preparing myself as a Joseph, you know, as someone who can step up on the scene. I've already released prophetic words into businesses, into media, into interpreting dreams, into people who can benefit. And in 2008, in fact, 2009, it was 2009, I went to South Africa. Very first thing, I mean, this was within 3 months after getting that word. I went to over to England and met a man from South Africa, and his name is Nico Clausen, and I prophesied a strategy into his business, and he made $1 million. He netted $1 million in 8 months. It really did happen, but he had to not just, put it in his journal and say thank you for that prophetic word. He had to act on it. And that's what opened up going to South Africa for me when I had all these angelic encounters and everything started changing. That was all from a Joseph type of prophecy. And this is a time that we're entering in. I want to train Joseph people or Josephines, what do you want to call them? People. It's not men, it's men and women. I want to help train people to be ready to be able to grab hold of this and be able to release God's word into people all over the place. This is a real important time. Changing the way we think. I had a dream just last week, and in the dream, I dreamed that it was right now. It was actually January, and I was so overwhelmed, and I was, I was had a list of things to do, and I looked at the list as I can't, I can't. I kept crying out to God, I can't do this. The list was really long. I felt I cannot do this, and then I heard the Lord say, the Lord spoke to me, and He says, you need to develop an I can list. And I woke up and I went, my goodness, that's a strategy. If we need to develop the I can do this list, and not an I can't list. That when I begin to look at the things and ask God for a strategy, I had to adjust a few things. It was a little bit awkward, but I made some adjustments, and I'm now stepping into the I can list that God has for me. In fact, part of that is we were going to take a 30-day sabbatical in January, and part of that is happening is that we're going to not start it until a couple of weeks. We're going to be around for a couple of weeks in January. Won't be a full 30 days. We're going to split it and do part of it in January and part of it later, and so that we can do some things and so that we can really do some of the stuff that January is an important time for us, and we're going to pull away at the end of the month and take a couple weeks, go have some fun and go do some things, my wife Linda and I. But what we're going to do in the first couple of weeks is to release some of this I can strategy, get some stuff done that we've needed to get done. And that's what I'm going to be talking about next week on this webinar that I'll announce. Now, if you're not on my mailing list, go to my website, DougAddison.com, and sign up for the monthly newsletter, and that's where I'll be announcing it. And make sure you get on, so you'll get an invitation to this private webcast. So, can you make an I can list? Can you do that? I had a dream again that I was swimming, and this I think might have been the same night. I was swimming, and suddenly the current shifted, and I was swimming. With not against the current, but the swiftest current came along, and it was a beautiful, crystal clear water. I couldn't believe how fast I was swimming, and this was a time. The water represents the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and that God is shifting things right now, and He's gonna shoot us into our destiny. This is the time to say yes to God. This is the time to say yes to what He has, yes to His plans, yes to these strange things, yes to the fun things that He's gonna do. And 2013 is going to be a lot of fun. Here's an exercise I do about every year, actually every January. Did you know that, New Year's resolutions don't work? I don't know if you're aware of that, but the failure rate on New Year's resolutions is really high. I still believe in change, but I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore. But I do put in some plans, and this is what I recommend is a New Year plan. And how you can do this, you might want to listen to this, go back and listen to this. We're going to have this video and audio. It'll be on a podcast and video on the web, on my website. But here's an exercise I do every month, every January of this time. So look back 2012 or whatever year this is, if you listen to this later. Look back to the previous year. And what was that year about for you? What was last year about for you? Most people don't take the time to look back at their life, and they don't recognize that God could have been speaking something or a pattern formed. I didn't even know this till I went back through my journal this year, and I saw, my goodness, there was a pattern forming that I didn't even see previously that was going back to 2008, and so What was the year about for you? So write down on a few things. Was there anything that you wanted to do or accomplish that you didn't get accomplished? That's important because if God wanted you to do something and you didn't do it, you might want to make a plan now to be able to do it. Did God speak to you or give you any specific guidance or direction last year? Did he speak to you? Now, this is why it's important to journal. I journal every day. In fact, 2012, I made a commitment to journal every single day, which I did. And I tell you what, my hearing God shot through the roof. That's why I was able to suddenly release daily prophetic words. That's when suddenly the ability to hear the Lord went up higher because I was tuning myself in every day. And my journaling might have been some bullet points on some of those days, or postcards from, postcards from the wilderness on other days. But, you know, stayed in there and did it. God was speaking anything specific? Was he giving you direction? Did God answer any prayers? I was shocked until I went back through my journal. I flag answered prayer. I flag prophetic words. I flag things like that. I was shocked at how much there was last year in 2012. What were you thankful for last year? Can you come up with at least five things? I came up with at least 10. That's what I normally do, but I lowered the bar for those who are newbies at this. Come up with at least five things that you were thankful to God that happened in 2012. Now, let's look ahead at the coming year. See, when I go to do a year-end, what I call it a year-end review, and then a new year preview. So the review, hindsight is 2020. You do some exercises like this, you'll start recognizing, oh my goodness, this is what God was doing and this is what he's calling me to do. So I always do a year in review, give God thanks for everything he's done, and sum it up. Now look ahead for the year, the 2013, the year coming. What would you like to accomplish this year? Or maybe even right now. Write down at least five things that you'd like to see happen in your life. These are new things. You didn't have to do them necessarily, but write down five things at least that you'd like to see happen in your life. So, are there any areas in your life you need to change? Is there anything specific that God is directing you or calling you to do that you didn't get done yet? Maybe there's something you feel that he's calling you to do for the new year. Now, what are at least three things you'd like to accomplish this year? Three things. I want to have a good vacation. Really, I want to have a fun vacation this year. Or I want to really start to tap in deeper into life-changing biblical principles. Maybe for you. Maybe you want to go to school. Maybe you want to get a better job. Maybe you want to get married. Maybe you want to, whatever it might be. Maybe you want to get healthier or lose weight. I put a plan into place a few years ago. On losing weight 8 years ago, lost 30 pounds, kept it off ever since. So what are three things? Now, how serious are you about changing? Really, that's what you want to know, and improving your life. And if you are serious, what could you do right now to get started? Well, I can just say this. If you're serious about changing, and if you're one of the people who bought some of my stuff, if you bought Accelerating Your Life's Purpose or my book, Personal Development God's Way, I want to tell you that lays everything out that you can actually, it has the exercises, it has everything in there to walk you through a radical change. You can start there. Don't just buy something. But if you haven't got my book yet, Personal Development God's Way, it has a website as well, personaldevelopmentgodsway.com, where you can download the exercises that will walk you through it. I'm serious. They are life-changing exercises. So Father, I just want to pray real quick. I thank you that you're doing something new, and that this is a time really for us to tap in to the life-changing principles and the radical power from a radical God. And Father, I pray that where we've been stuck, that you'd give us power to get unstuck in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to move now and going to have Gio give me a call. And Gio's in the chat room with us. And so I'm going to move forward with things. I want to mention the donation button, by the way. We have a donation on my website. I'm offering this for free. Encourage you to take advantage of that. We'll put the video up later on. And watch for my. I don't have any specific events. I'm going to be doing a webinar or two, but I don't have any specific events until February, which will be up in Reading at Bethel Church in February 13th through 15th, I think it is. Prophetic conference with myself, Chris Fallotton, and Stacy Campbell. That should be fun. All right, I got Gio on the phone. You there, Gio? Are you there? All right, let me get some water here. Okay, so you got any questions? Anybody have? We're going to do some Q&A for the next few minutes. Go ahead. I'm listening to him right now. Okay, what's it mean if you see the same name over a period of time, several times a day? And, well, you know, it could be, first of all, I mean, there's so many different things it could be. So what I recommend is praying for the person. And, you know, start there, because there's something. And if you're not connected with them, I wouldn't assume that it means that you're supposed to marry him or something like that, all right? Read my little booklet, Divine Alliances, and that'll tell you more. All right, what do you got? Got anything else? Okay, you dream about an old friend dying over several nights. Well, if you've taken my dream crash course, then you'll know that that dying is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, most of the time, dying is actually a good thing. It is possible, by the way, that they could die, but probably means that they are dying from one season and moving into another. They're actually moving into a new season. In fact, I just had one of these dreams just recently. And so pray for them as they make this move. All right, what else you got? I got a small dream here. Okay. Okay. So, go ahead. Anything else? Okay. All right. So the dream is it the writing on a blackboard, right? A black horse. I thought it was a blackboard. A black horse with a golden bridle, and that is, first of all, right there, it represents authority and power. Horses normally do, and because it has golden on it, notice that. So there's a new power coming to him. And there's new authority coming and a calling on his life. So this is a time to pray for him. All right. Go ahead. Next one. Keep them rolling. Another small dream. He's reading it. Okay. All right. And so this lady is holding a child. This is a dream. And the child is a different race than I think of them, I guess. But normally babies represent, and again, this is in my dream crash course, but babies represent new things, new gifts, new anointings, new callings, inventions, ideas, things like that. So, you know, if it was another race, then it's going to be something different, you know, something radically different. To, you know, that's the type of gifting that you're going to get. It's going to be, you know, different than what you're used to, or, you know, something like that. It's a great dream, really good dream. Okay, another, what else you got? Any questions? Supernatural questions? Go ahead. Okay. Okay. All right. So this lady's had a dream that she's moving into a condo, a new condo, but the other people were still there, and there was silverware there, karat gold, something, silverware, and she was supposed to use those, I believe. Is that Gio? Was she supposed to use them, or not supposed to? Only when she was there. Okay, so this she could only use the silverware while she's there. So this is a really good dream. It's saying that God's moving you into something new, right? But the things that you're moving into is not fully prepared yet, and that I'm assuming you didn't know the people, and because if they did know them, it was a different story. But they didn't know them. In other words, there's a calling on your life that God's going to do something new. And those silverware and everything, you can't use it. You can only use it there because though that's a gift or anointing that God's giving you that you're going to use in a future time or going to use while you're mentored by someone, and it's going to increase later on in your life. Plus, I'm getting prophetic pictures right now as I'm saying this, that there was a mentor in your life. This isn't part of the dream, but there was a mentor in your life that is imparted to you, and this is what you're gonna, that is gonna really start coming out this year. Wow. In Jesus' name, I can see it. Wow, what else you got? You got anything unusual, Gio? How do you position yourself for angelic encounters? Well, pray, first of all, we know that. Pray and ask God, because just ask God to open your eyes. Open your eyes. God, open my eyes to the angels all around me. Now, first of all, realize that you may not see them. You can have angelic encounters all the time, and you may not see them. You don't have to see an angel to have an angelic encounter. Most angels don't reveal themselves because they don't want to bring any distraction with what they're bringing from the throne. And so begin to take notes on when you feel things. This will position yourself as you got to sense it, get your spirit sensitive to the things around you. Most people are waiting for an angel to come in and blow a trumpet over them and say, this is what God's doing. But it's not usually like that. Most angels come in the room. They're in the room all the time, by the way. And they'll come in, and suddenly you'll get something in your head or a thought, and you'll see a flash of light here or something. You got to really start taking notes. And so ask God to show you. Start praying Ephesians 1, 17 and 18 over yourself, that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened to the goodness of God. That God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, right? Get the eyes of your heart to open up. Here's another thing, is do a study, just Google angels in the Bible and just read about it. Because the more you start focusing on it, the more you'll start seeing it. First of all, like I was saying, Ephesians 1:17 is that the what I do is I build a foundation for all these supernatural encounters. We don't want to go after the angels. We don't want to go after the supernatural encounters. What we want to go after is what it says in Ephesians 1:17. I pray that you'd have the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. That's the goal, is to know God better. And so I have encounters all the time. But you know what? It doesn't matter if I'm having an encounter. It really, that all it matters is that knowing God at a deep level. So I hope that helps. Begin to ask God that for yourself. Let me just pray that over everybody right now, because I noticed there was an angelic change this year. In fact, 2013 was this major shift in the angels I know around me, and they were kind of a higher level angels. I wasn't even used to working with them. You got to work with them. There's angelic, they're sent to be ministering angels with you, and they're around you all the time. And so we have to really learn how to work with these new angels. And I see them, I'll know that they're around a lot when I'll go running, and I can see flashes of light out in the sky when I run. I knew that something's about to happen, And but ask God to show you what to do. Take notes, journal, ask him to open your eyes. And wow. Well, I wanted to pray, Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, that we would all have angelic encounters, all of everybody, even tonight, and that you'd open our eyes to see it. My goodness, I felt the surge of the Holy Spirit just now. And this, God, open our eyes to see this in a greater level in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. All right, Gio, what else you got? We're rolling here. It's a good time. Another dream. Okay, so they were they had a dream that I think that they saw these people. They were looking at them, and they were riding on a. No, they were part of it. They were riding on a bike, because that matters in dreams. Very first thing, are you participating? Are you observing? You know, is it about you? So they were participating, riding on a bike with these people with red hoodies on, right? Well, clothes, and they're wearing shorts. And so, oh, red shorts, not red hoodies. Okay, red short and a hoodie. So that red represents redemption, represents the anointing, right? And clothing will represent different types of gifts. And a hoodie, you know, it is a covering that God is doing something new right now. Bikes represent either your ministry or your, you know, your calling, your business, whatever it might be. But they're really quick. They go in and out. So it's just saying that you're in a time right now where God's going to use you in a greater way, and with other people with a similar calling. All right. Got any questions? Is there any supernatural questions besides dreams? Okay. Yeah, okay. Someone who's a rap artist wants to know how to be more creative with songwriting and their creativity. Good question. What I'd recommend, first of all, is begin to go back and look at, because I'm getting a prophetic word right now for you, is that God has spoken to you several times and you've gotten songs this way. Go back and study that, some of those. Go back and recall what you got when you got those songs. And there was, you know, different raps that you got. Go back and think about those and recall what it felt like. And that's going to tune you into when God's speaking to you in a greater level. So what I recommend is get in whatever your creative mode is, you know, for you. It might be different for me. And get in a creative mode. Put on whatever it is, the type of music or certain songs or whatever it is that gets you going. And set aside, here's what I could recommend, is I set aside over the next few days, every single day, say, God, speak to me. And then, you know, ask Him specifically, get yourself in a place that you can write and begin to write down what He tells you. And not everything's going to turn into a song. But what I do is, in my office, I have a musical instrument with me all the time. And in fact, it's sitting right over there. And in my office right here, I got a whiteboard on this side, a musical instrument over there. I play and pray and play and pray, and then I write down what I hear. And that's the process I use. But find yours. Try that. Maybe you put on a different rhythm or mix. Put on a different mix and rhythm and try different ones and take notes at the response that you get in each of them. I'm not a rap artist, but but creativity all works the same. Find the very thing. So God, open up new songs, new creative things. Ooh. In Jesus' name. All right. What do you got? Okay. So God's calling me, this is a question, to work with celebrities. What's the best way to reach them with the prophetic? Well, number one is start with prayer. Don't be discouraged if God's called you and the door hasn't opened yet. Start with prayer, first of all. Here's what I recommend. If you journal or start journaling and begin to get prophetic words for your favorite stars, your favorite actors, Or when God gives them to you, journal them and get your words ready now in case you meet them, or in case someone has an opportunity, to open one up to you, you'll have them ready. You know, when I was watching a couple of years ago, I was watching Blindside, and my goodness, I got a prophetic word for Sandra Bullock like that. So I wrote it down. And other times, you know, I'll get a prophetic word. I have some for different musicians, and I write them down. And now I'm getting, it's amazing that I'm getting contacts closer and closer in, you know, into act, not just not actors, but into producers, writers, directors. And so I'm prepared now and interpreting dreams. So do that. I recommend getting the words, praying for them, get them on your prayer list, but pray for them regularly and wait and get ready for it, because God will open the door at some point. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad you're doing that. All right. What else you got, Gio? Are visions like dreams? That's the question. Yeah. Oh, you interpreted the same. Is it interpreted the same as dreams? Are visions interpreted the same as dreams? Yes, that is. In the case that the vision is needs interpretation. Some people have a vision that is exactly what you see is what you get. You know, I had a vision of something, and then it happened. But you know, if it's one of those visions where you see a helicopter flying upside down the hallway, or you know, you walk in and there's an elephant in your bathroom. Yeah, that, and you see that stuff, those visions, yes, use the same interpretation as you do with dreams. And if you haven't done it yet, sign up for my Dream Crash Course. And also, with the Dream Crash Course, if you already signed up, make sure you do it. I made it really easy for you, all you guys who just signed up for the Dream Crash Course. I made it easy for you. If you don't have time to watch the videos, download those audios on your MP3. Don't wait. Do something right now. Download one of them. Session one, I made it really easy. Download it, the audio at least. Listen to it on your iPod on the way to work tomorrow, something, or on your break. Then go back and watch the video of the same thing later, and boy, will that get in your spirit. And then do the exercise. Just do one little thing, you know. That's all it takes. Small things done over time will then add up to bigger things later on. All right. And same with the tattoo, my prophetic tattoo interpretation website. I'm glad everyone signed up for that. I made it the same way. You know, you can download the audios, but you will want to go listen. I recommend listening to them in an audio format and watch the videos of the interpretations. And do those things. Boy, it'll get in your spirit, and you'll have an amazing encounter out there. I'm really excited for what's about to happen with as many people as it just signed up. This is going to be really wild with people interpreting tattoos and dreams out there. All right, what else you got? We have anything else, Gio? What can you do to remember your dreams more, and why? What blocks them? Well, you know, there's seasons of your life, and we're all wired differently, first of all. And I've been around people so long, you know, so many people. I interpreted, you know, lots and lots of dreams. But what I found out is this: if you're not dreaming, it's not the fact that you're not dreaming. You're probably not remembering your dreams. I bet there's a large percentage of people who don't remember their dreams. They actually have dreams, but they don't remember. They're sealed away. And then they have deja vu experiences later on. And that is because God seals it away. He seals your instructions. Job 33:14-17. He seals your instructions, and you go walk them out later on, right? Well, here's what I will encourage you is notice if you're having that, because you might be a deja vu dreamer. You might be someone who gets a direct upload or download from God through, but you don't remember. But what you can do is begin to ask God, honestly, go back and journal the last dream you remember. People tell me all the time, I don't dream. But I start naming off some common dreams, and suddenly they dream. The flying, falling, teeth coming loose, having a baby, running, being chased, getting married, being pregnant. You know, those dreams. Go back and journal the last dream. Write something down about the last dream you had and ask God to give you more. All right? And it could be that it's a season of your life, you know, and if you're sleeping well, I noticed that more the people who remember their dreams more tend to get up in the middle of the night. You know, they wake up to go to the bathroom and they come out of that. And really, I wake up, go to the bathroom at night. I remember, wow, you know. So try drinking a glass of water before bed. I don't know. I don't know. That's not a scientific thing, but let's see what happens. What else you got? Okay, what does it mean when you have a dream where you're always late, you miss an assignment, and you make a mistake? Well, it's saying that God is trying to do something in your life to promote you to a new level. And we're all being promoted all the time. And so God's saying, don't miss this. He's trying to get you promoted to a new level. Did you know that God is so good that he never fails us? We just keep having the same thing over and over and over and over. So what you want to do is ask God to show you what's the lesson you want to learn, that he wants you to learn. Did you know that it possibly could be a simple lesson as something like forgiveness, could be a simple lesson of humility, or it could be a simple, very simple lesson, or it might be something bigger that God's calling you to go back. That's why I said do that exercise about going back and looking at 2012. Was there anything God called you to do you haven't done yet? That could be the lesson right there. So look back and see. All right, what else you got? It's a dream. Okay. That's the dream. In a subway, going to play somewhere, right? And it seemed to be January 8th. Now, I don't know if you're a musician or not, but even if it doesn't matter, because it's saying that God is doing something new. Watch it. First of all, write down January 8th and see if something happens. But 8 is new beginnings. See, that's why I said God's doing something new. Whether it's January 8th or not, it might be that God's doing something new, and he's doing it beneath the surface. It's a subway. You're riding in a subway. Beneath the surface, God is doing something new, and he's calling you to something. So I think that's more of the interpretation of the dream. Write it down and see what happens. What else you got? One more. Yeah, when does a prophetic word become void, and sometimes when it's delayed? Well, that is a tricky one. I wish we had we don't get enough teaching on it, I think, because it takes time. You have to really study it. You have to study how God speaks to you. You have to train yourself to discern. Hebrews 5:14 says, mature food is for the solid food is for the mature who have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. You have to really train yourself to hear the Spirit of the Lord. But go back and look at the words that you've gotten, and see if, well, first of all, ask God to show you if any of them are no longer, like, maybe they were situational, maybe there was a timing back then, maybe it didn't come about. And ask God specifically to do it. And then begin to journal on that. Begin to ask him, begin to write it out as he speaks to you, and see. You know, some words I thought weren't going to happen, and here, a few years later, it's coming around again. Here's what the Lord told me on this subject is in 2008, he began to speak to people. 2007. Yeah, I think it was 2007 and 8. He began to speak to many of us, and what happened is it got delayed. It just slowed down. He gave us something, and then it's not there. But you know, it's coming back around now. Many of those words, go back and look. It's coming back around right now, and God's fulfilling things from years ago. So the answer to the question: study how God speaks to you. The more you study it, the more you will hear. and go back and write it down and write how what he says. All right. All right. Well, you know what? Our time's up, and it's been a great time. Just want to say thanks to Gio in the chat room, and I'm really excited for this new year. And want to encourage you go to my website, dougaddison.com. Check out my blog. Check out the donation button, and be sure to get signed up because next week I'm going to release a webinar, a special webinar. It's not going to be necessarily like this. Maybe it will be. I haven't figured it all out yet, what I'm going to do, but I want to talk about some strategies God's given me on how to break through to something new that God has for you. Breakthrough to something, I mean, really breakthrough mindsets, breakthrough the things that's been holding us back. So, Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that you're doing something new. This is the year of change, change, change. You're changing our minds. You're changing. Boy, you're realigning us. There's new assignments coming. My goodness, there's so much going on right now. Father, I pray that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Help us to not speak against others with our tongues, Father. Help us to bless, not curse. Help us to be able to step into each day with a new positive outlook in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, God bless you and see you next month.